This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week, Acid Teeth. Local band of the week is Acid Teeth. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their records?
Hell yeah, these guys are awesome. And you can see them tonight. They are playing a big tour kickoff show. They're about to hit the road, BJ. But tonight, you can see them at the Black Lodge where they're playing with Eris, which is my buddy John's band. They're awesome as well.
And don't forget, man, if you love local music, don't forget Saturday nights. Actually, don't forget Saturday nights. They're fun. But Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, that's when we have Loud and Local. Two solid hours of all local music. Great bands like Acid Teeth.
Got two weirdos in here wearing green shirts.
Did you guys call each other?
I don't understand how you Halloween morons are making fun of us. You wear Halloween stuff when it's not Halloween.
You don't remember when it's Blue Friday, so I'm just asking you a simple question. Did you call each other ahead of time?
I'm actually a lot better on Blue Friday than you give me credit for. I just don't do it for exhibition games.
So
we know it's St. Patrick's Day.
No. It is not St. Patrick's Day.
It's the Friday before.
Just like the Friday before Halloween.
Again, did you guys communicate ahead of time?
No, you just know you wear green.
You just knew to wear green today.
Yeah.
Nobody told you, hey, BJ, wear green today.
Sarah's wearing the green.
Yeah, she's wearing
it behind you.
Yeah, she's wearing a Blue Friday. Yeah, she's got a Seahawks.
She's got a Seahawks
earrings, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys aren't celebrating.
I don't give an F about the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to do? What is it, on a Sunday?
Yeah, it's on a Sunday, so go drink your green beer then.
If Halloween was on a Sunday, wouldn't you dress up in your costume like your cowboy outfit on a Friday? You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, because Halloween's awesome. I don't really care about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, see, I've got
a day to go get drunk and potentially get into car accidents, it seems like. So I stay home.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, see, we're around a bunch of people that are wasted.
Wow. I mean, my last name is Shea. I mean, this is my day.
But you brag about being Italian.
What Italian, are you, Irish? Italian Irish family. I was raised in an Italian Irish family.
I've never heard of Cinco de Mayo. I'm a little bit Mexican too.
I love how we're St. Patty shaming him.
Yeah, well, now he knows how it feels on Halloween. We're just teaching you a lesson, BJ.
Yeah. I actually came around and wore a Halloween shirt.
It took you 13 years.
So we're only in. Well, you know what? If you didn't always admit how much of a hypocrite you are, I would be angry.
Yeah, right.
I know you're a hypocrite.
And
so.
I'll give you a little bit of props because you're wearing a St. Patrick's Stewart Day.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why he had it all planned out. How long have you had that in your calendar to wear that shirt?
I love this shirt. It's the only reason I bought it was for this. Yeah.
That is an awesome shirt.
I'm going to Comic-Con today, so I'm going to get multiple props.
Yeah, you are.
St. Patrick's Day and Comic-Con.
I'm really stoked that it's St. Patrick's Day.
I mean,
Comic-Con Day.
Yeah.
I'm not excited at all about St. Patrick's.
I honestly know unless somebody tells me, I wouldn't have remembered that today is the day to wear green.
Yeah. I can't be picking on you because you're wearing a green, the new KISW baseball shirt, and that looks good on you.
It does look really good.
Yeah. I like it. It's comfortable.
I love this. All right, fine. Let's just get to our game.
If only the station made a green shirt, then I would be wearing green.
Yeah.
I know. Well, listen, maybe someday. Maybe we'll make one special for our show.
Green blood is on the Rock's hands.
That's right.
That is an awesome shirt. I didn't notice the...
Oh, yeah. He's even got a little beard. Like leprechaun beard. Like, you can't hardly see it. It's like this red beard, and I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick Stewart's Day.
So what does Danny do? Oh, dropkick Murphy's.
Of course.
Well, that's cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Joe are going to go post up at a bar and hang out and drink all day.
You guys going to Fado?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Of course, Steve doesn't understand. I mean, Boston Irish and the Dropkick Murphys are a Boston Irish band.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, buddy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Come on now, buddy.
Huh? I don't know. Figure it out, laddie.
Oh, geez. All right, fine.
We got text. Play the game. Shut up. Exactly. Have to get back to work.
Wait, so you're at work and you ducked out to listen to the game. That's fantastic.
I almost feel like trolling this person.
No, let's get to Nicole in Auburn. Nicole, are you there?
Let's just talk slow.
Yep.
She's here. She's talking fast. Steve, what's she playing for today?
Brev, but she is playing for... tickets. No. Tickets to Monster Energy Supercross at CenturyLink Field on March 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to check out Supercross, you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Nicole will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Nicole, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
In bowling, what is the term for knocking down all of the pins with 2 consecutive balls?
Fair.
Yes. With beer, PBR stands for what?
Pass.
What fruit is normally squeezed into a margarita?
Strawberry?
No.
Lime.
Yes. On Winnie the Pooh, what kind of animal is Eeyore?
A donkey.
Yes. What do polyandric women have more than one of?
More than one significant other.
Yes. What cord or strong strand of string tissue attaches a muscle to a bone?
Muscle fiber.
No.
Pass.
Leather is the traditional gift for which early wedding anniversary?
Three.
Yes. What year did Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner divorce?
Affleck.
Pass.
What year of the early 90s did the sitcom Boy Meets World first debut?
92.
No. So close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
I don't know, Nicole. I don't know if the luck of the Irish is with you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Are we just going to have to deal with that all day?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Dang it.
You're welcome.
Danny, do you have an Irish accent?
No.
Okay, good.
I sound like an angry leprechaun if I try.
Ooh, angry leprechaun sounds like an Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, don't look that up. Google Safe Search, everybody.
Give Danny the angry leprechaun.
Let's not.
Ew.
Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
I don't have any leprechaun saying yes. That'd be awesome.
Ah, yes, laddie.
There we go. Ah.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks,
give Steve the angry leprechaun.
Oh, no. No,
Urban Dictionary. Not
in bowling. What is the term for knocking down all the pins with 2 consecutive balls?
Turkey?
No.
Double whammy?
No.
Split. No. With beer, PBR stands for what?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes. What fruit is normally squeezed into a margarita?
Ooh, fruit. I'm going to go with lime.
Yes. On Winnie the Pooh, what kind of animal is Eeyore?
A donkey.
Yes. What do polyandric women have more than one of?
Dongs.
No.
Well, dongs and clams.
No.
Partners.
Yes. Wow. What cord or strong strand of string tissue attaches a muscle to bone?
Nerve?
No.
Fiber?
No.
Do it!
Cords? No!
I can't think of it.
Leather is a traditional gift for which early wedding anniversary?
5 year?
No.
1 year?
No.
6 year?
No! Oh. What year did Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner divorce?
Affleck!
2015?
No.
2014?
No.
2016?
No!
What year of the early 90s did the sitcom Boy Meets World first debut?
1990?
No!
91?
No.
92?
No.
93?
Yeah.
I got
way too late.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. You lose, Nicole. You win.
Dang. I mean, I don't like the questions, but I did get this, so I suppose I can't complain. All right. Well, congratulations, Nicole. You won. So hang on. We'll tell you how to get your prize.
Awesome.
Okay. There you go. There goes Nicole. Do we really, should we really know the exact date that Ben and Jennifer, they because you didn't give us like early somethings or anything. You just said pick the day.
Yeah.
Should we really know that?
I'm okay with not knowing it.
It's a recent thing that happened because it was 2018.
Oh.
They split in 2015, but the divorce was official last year.
Again.
So, recent news, pop culture news.
He's in the news right now about his bad back tattoo with Ellen.
Exactly.
All right.
The timing could not be better, Rev.
Thank you, Steve.
Really?
I appreciate you.
Come on. Really? You were against my St. Patrick's Day outfit, and now you're against me on the...
I'm just going to be a contrarian to everything today.
It's fantastic.
Happy Contrarian's Day.
Okay.
In bowling, actually, Nicole knew this. The term for knocking down two all the pins in two consecutive balls is the spare.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I overthought that.
Good job, buddy. Absolutely did.
I just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The quarter strong strand of string tissue that attaches a muscle to a bone. Anybody?
Vicky knows this.
Or Danny.
Tendon.
Tendon.
That's right.
Yes. Nicole also knew that leather is the traditional gift for the third anniversary.
Didn't know that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So I get to ask my wife what kind of leather thing she wants this year.
Mm. Oh, she wants those chaps.
Oh, dear.
On you.
Oh.
The little leather whippy thing.
Oh, the riding crop?
Oh, the nine tails. The cat of nine tails.
Cat of nine tails, yes.
You guys are not making
or
it weird.
Or get some cute little collar, you know, so she can mark
like
her territory.
I was thinking like maybe a corset or something. What? A collar for me?
Not a corset for me either.
You simmer down over there.
Give.
I know a really cool leather place.
Or like a Rob Halford leather cap.
Ooh, I kind of like that one.
You can be hell bent for leather.
Get her a leather corset for you.
No.
Okay.
The year of the early 90s that the sitcom Boy Meets World you figured out was 93. I want to give that a shout out because they're going to be here at Emerald City Comic Con.
Oh, that's right. The whole reunion.
Yeah, the big reunion thing.
I saw Topanga with Danielle Fischel.
Yeah.
Posted, or somebody posted it. Funko delivered a Topanga pop to her.
Oh, really?
What does that look like? I got to see a picture of
it. It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. Like, all of those look super
I think they
cool.
have a full Boy Meets World. I think even Boy
That would make
got
sense.
One as well.
Boy.
Yeah. Shows how much I watched that show.
Corey.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember anything from that show.
Yeah. Boy.
Boy. I think Boy got one as well.
Good old Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just insulted Danny forever.
Yeah, right. All right, cool, Mel. Congratulations on Nicole on beating Steve this morning.
That's all you got to do is tie or beat Steve just like that. You be a winner.
Jeez, I'm going to get Funko's... Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's just nonstop Comic-Con stuff. They're obviously going crazy over there.
Yeah, we were there yesterday. They got so much cool stuff. The Funko was everywhere at Comic-Con. You guys, almost every other booth has Funkos.
And the cool thing is they always have like a giant statue thing you can pose in front of. Like one year it was Groot. And this year I think it's some sort of Fortnite character, but it's cool. It's like a guy in a dragon costume.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's totally that Funko Pop giant Fortnite guy. Yeah. And of course, Vicky and I are going, are we old? We don't even know what that is. And somebody had to tell us it was from Fortnite.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I am old, Vicky, but unfortunately, I don't know what I'm going to say about you because you're getting there. Because, you know, she didn't know it. Yeah, it was cool. So first day at Comic-Con was good. Great day to go because you can really manage and maneuver and really see all the stuff before it starts getting crazy today and tomorrow.
Oh, I bet it's going to be nuts. So tomorrow will probably be the craziest, right?
Yeah. I would imagine. Today will be busier than yesterday, though, and that's why I said to Vicky, we're going to go do all our filming, whatever you need me to do, because I'm going to be in the board game section. I'll be there all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
I'm stoked because I get to go hang out at a comic booth where they actually made me a comic book character. I get to be a villain.
How about Rev is going to be signing comics of him in there, which is really awesome.
When is that happening?
That's happening today and tomorrow from 1 to 2 p.m., and it's the MWP booth, which is 1408. And, so I'll be there between 1 and 2 p.m., and I have my steampunk hat and everything, so I'll be there signing comics and hanging out.
I'll buy it, Rev, but would you sign me a comic and bring one to me?
Oh, I get to give you a signed comic?
I would love
that. Hell yeah!
You and Steve have really had my dreams this year, and I have to embrace it, though. I'm jealous of both of you.
What do we have?
Well, Steve, he gets to be in a comic.
Yes.
And he gets to sign a comic that he's in. And you got to be on a mall billboard. I mean, really.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All the things that I want to do so we can see what Danny and Vicky can do.
Yeah right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see the picture of Topanga with her pop.
Yeah.
That is cute.
I mean,
it's kind of funny, though, the Topanga pop has no lips. And she's like known for her lips.
I was wondering if they would have lips on the Topanga pop. Yeah.
There's no lips on them. So they just said, screw it. You're not even getting lips.
Yeah, I feel like they should have put lips. Or is that insulting? I don't know. I don't know if she'd be happy or sad about that. I don't know.
Most women would love to have her lips.
I agree, but they've also, things have been associated. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's not their fault.
I agree it's not, but I don't know if Topanga's, I don't know if Danielle is actually sensitive or not to that, because her lips have been definitely said in, some very suggestive ways.
Oh, man, I love the cosplay stuff going on. There's some guys that's the Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
I saw two dudes, Jay and Silent Bob, yesterday. They looked amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's starting, dude. And today we'll even see more. We saw some good costumes yesterday, but we know some really good Doctor Who, some guys that really look like David Tennant, really spot on. I was stoked.
And there's rumor that my buddy is going to be dressed up as Gene Simmons with the full Kiss regalia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I wouldn't expect a lot of Kiss cosplaying happening
they did have their comics.
Yeah, they did. There was their blood in those comics.
Right.
They used it for
Don't forget that.
And they got Funko Pops coming.
Yes. So
it's kind of cool. I'm looking at another Funko guy. I don't know who the hell this guy is. The Stonekeeper.
Oh, Ross Marquand. He's from The Walking Dead. Oh,
okay, well, they brought him his pop.
I don't. Is that a different thing he's in?
The Stonekeeper. Who's the Stonekeeper from the Avengers?
He played the new Red Skull.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so the original Red Skull was Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, it was Hugo Weaving, yes.
But he didn't want to do it again.
I didn't know that was Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, he plays a great kid. He plays a great Aaron, right, in The Walking Dead?
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be funny if it wasn't him and they thought it was. And like, here, we got your Funko Pop. He's like, that's not me, but I'll pose with it.
Dude, he's got to be so stoked to have that, because that the Red Skull is awesome looking. And they call him the Stonekeeper. They don't call him the Red Skull, huh?
Well, no, because he became the Stonekeeper.
Oh, that's
spoiler alert.
Yeah,
I don't even know what any of this means.
Oh, good for Ross, man. That's cool. He seems like, and he's a very talented guy. He does a lot of voices too, that guy.
All right, if you're having a Funko Pop made of you, BJ, what kind of attire would you want? Like, would it be like,
oh boy, there's so many things I love. Like, I love Fantastic Four. Wouldn't mind being in a Fantastic Four outfit, but I love Star Trek. I mean, there's so many things I love. I wouldn't mind if they put me like a Harry Potter outfit,
I would picture you sitting at a board game table or something.
Yeah,
like
right?
That. Like,
I get it. Yeah. Or Rage flipping a table. That would be fun.
That would definitely be cool.
Have to look angry.
Yeah, that would be really, really good if they had me a little fun pop and me just like throwing magic cards or something up in the air. Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
You respect games too much to actually do that.
You're absolutely
thinking
right.
More like a captain's chair and you very Star Trek'd out.
That would be cool if they put me in the captain's chair.
You'd have to do the Spock fingers.
All right.
I would have pictured him more with the flame shirts.
Or the Al Pacino Scarface shirt.
Yeah, that would be iconic. You're absolutely right.
That's 90s era.
Yeah.
Or 2000.
Right. It's 2000 era for BJ.
I wish it was only 90s era, but it wasn't in the 2000s.
It could be a dual pack. Yeah. So two different Funko Pops. Current BJ, where he's just playing his board game, and then old school BJ with his ugly shirts that he thought were cool.
Well, back in the day, I mean, with my outfit of choice is what I have on right now. This is what I really love to wear.
Now you look like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Well, that's when Sheldon came on. I thought my wife looked at me and she goes, "Oh my God, that's you! Did they really call you?" And because I always wore what Sheldon
T-shirt
wore.
T-shirt with a long sleeve shirt on.
Yeah, that's me completely. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to dress like Sheldon. All right, speaking of celebrities, let me tell you about this well-known celebrity that has an interesting bucket list. Swimming with Sharks is one of them. Stand-up comedy, one of them. I'll tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Will Smith is all over the place. He's got a new Facebook show called Will Smith's Bucket List. And it's got him traveling the world, taking part in crazy challenges like swimming with sharks, appearing in a Bollywood movie. I haven't seen that, but that would be fun.
Yeah.
And
do you think you would do that?
Oh, my wife would want to do that in a heartbeat, so I'd want to do that with her. It always looks fun.
It's big with their hands.
Yeah.
When they dance. I learned that from So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, and it's not easy. I mean, the movements they make with their body, it's just not a natural for, I think, a lot of us Americans to even try to move our bodies and necks and hands the way that those Bollywood dancers can. It's pretty amazing.
And from what I gather, Bollywood, obviously, it's a knock on Hollywood, but it's Indian movies and Indian movie stars. And everything I've heard about Indian movies is that it could be a most serious movie, but at some point, it just breaks into a dance.
And you remember that from Slumdog Millionaire.
That's right. They did have a big dance routine.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's just, that's the whole deal with Bollywood. And it really, really is fun. And that's why I think that's cool that Will Smith went and did that.
And I don't know if you've seen, obviously you have seen probably a Bollywood movie or two. I can't remember the name of the actress, but whoever's like the biggest actress, like they're Angelina Jolie or whoever the hot act is, just a smoke show.
Yeah, Vicky and I know one from a show called Sense8. They had a really big Bollywood actress in that TV show on Netflix, and she was gorgeous. The way they adorn all the people in that, it's really fun to see those Indian movies. It's completely, you realize, wow, it's a whole different culture. Like, we just don't see entertainment like this in America usually. And Will Smith went to. That's one of the things he wants to do, and part of his whole show, Will Smith's Bucket List. It's a 6-episode series. 3 episodes are up already. And yeah, he's skydiving with his wife Jada in Dubai. He's swimming with sharks. And the most recent one is Will doing stand-up comedy. And
he opened for Dave Chappelle. So, he's clearly slumming it with all of these bucket list things.
I wouldn't want to open
with sharks.
I wouldn't want to open for Dave Chappelle because, man, I would be terrified. Dave is really, really good at his craft, and I know I'd be like, oh, man.
But if you're bombing, you know Chappelle's going to come help his buddy Will out.
Hadn't thought about that.
And that's going to make it even funnier.
Yeah.
Now you got Will Smith and Dave Chappelle on stage.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So it's lots of crazy things that Will Smith is doing for this new Facebook show. People are digging it. Based on this, we want to know, what is the craziest challenge that you have done? Or what is something crazy you haven't done yet, but you want to? You know, it's a bucket list kind of thing. Like, I got to just do something crazy before I die. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the craziest challenge you've done, or one that you haven't done yet but you want to? Your calls and texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Will Smith's got a new Facebook show. This is where he takes on crazy challenges. Yeah, he's doing stuff like doing Bollywood movies, stand up with Dave Chappelle, swimming with sharks. And it's pretty crazy and made us think, how about you, man? What is something, you know, the craziest challenge you've ever done, or something crazy you haven't done yet, but you're like, you know, before I die, I want to get this done. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Before we get into some of the text, BJ, I thought it was interesting. I was reading an article about this, and Dave Chappelle gave Will Smith some advice when it came to opening up for him and doing stand-up comedy. I thought these were actually pretty cool pieces of knowledge that could apply to anything, including stand-up, obviously. But he says there's 3 pieces of advice. Confidence is key. Pick the right S to talk about and be interesting all the time.
Oh, really? Confidence? He's right about the confidence. There are some people that I've seen that had great material, bombed.
Right, because they were just asking it like it was a question or something?
Well, it's just they
how's the day going, guys?
They didn't have a good stage presence and the audience wasn't loving them, but I really loved their material and I was kind of mad at the audience. Then I've seen some guys who I thought their material was crap, but they just had a great stage presence and the audience loved them.
I think the way you deliver a joke, it could be a crappy joke, but
But if you deliver, we talked about Aziz Ansari before, but the way he delivers jokes, he could just be reading a menu and I would find it funny because just how he talks.
The perfect example of
and
that.
Some people hate him because of how he talks. Yeah. It's very polarizing.
Yeah, you're right. The perfect example, though, when you think about the subject matter that Jim Norton has discussed on stage.
Yes.
And yet everybody loves Jim. Jim is the perfect example. The guy's got great stage presence and really, again, his subject matter should make you want to run from the place. And it doesn't. People, you know, because Jim does such a good job up there.
I mean, there's like a likable, self-deprecating tone to him talking about women doing awful things using bodily fluids.
And I've never met anybody more professional. You go backstage with Jim and he's 100% professional, really a student of his own craft. I got a lot of respect for Jim Norton. I really do.
So crazy things some of our texters have done. One person says, me and four of my friends ate 40 chicken nuggets in 1 hour each.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to be a part of that challenge.
That's a challenge I can get behind.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to get behind you when you're getting behind that challenge.
Thanks.
Yeah. I've always wanted to get 100 chicken wings and just do a Migs cast where all we do is we each have 100 chicken wings in front of us.
Yes.
I just keep eating them throughout the entire
show. Can I be part of that show?
That seems like the easiest thing to get done. Why won't you do that?
Are they going to be spicy, though?
I don't think McDonald's does spicy chicken nuggets.
Oh, chicken nuggets.
You said chicken wings. You're right. I'm sorry. I meant chicken nuggets.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's going to hurt.
That's even easier.
Definitely.
I meant chicken nuggets.
Can
I
be?
Yeah, you can join us.
If you can do that, I'll be on the podcast.
I don't know why I feel like it would be a bad idea on a morning show because we'll be eating and people probably get really annoyed by that. But the Migscast listeners, I think, tolerate us being annoying more.
Well, yeah, because you know what you're getting with the Migscast.
Annoying.
You tune in. You specifically download that thing. Whereas, we have people captive in their cars. We have to be nicer.
Right. Yeah, you're all more than welcome. So what, we each get 100 chicken wings?
Nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Damn nuggets! It.
Sorry.
I got food on the mind. I like them both. Okay, right, so fine. We each get 100 chicken McNuggets.
Yes. Sarah's going to yell at me the whole time because, she's
great.
She's my official dietitian now.
We could get some vegan chicken McNuggets for you.
Yeah, they do actually have those. They're actually pretty good.
Veggie Grill.
Yeah.
That place veggie Grill's pretty. I love
chicken
Veggie
with
Grill.
The K.
Yeah. I'm
the
so happy.
K, the two Ks, I think they have it.
Yeah. I'm glad we got them up here. They were in Cali for, and it's great that they're up here now.
Do you think it would take an hour or less or
to
more?
To eat the whole thing? Listen, here's the deal.
I have more than an hour.
Full disclosure, I'm not going to eat them all. I just want some.
Okay.
You don't mind failing the challenge.
Oh, yeah, I will fail the challenge. I just want some, but I know you won't let me in there if I don't say I'm trying to eat 100.
How many do you think you'll hit? 20, 40?
In my older days, I could do 50. At least. I know I could. But I probably will do, maybe 10 max, because that's the smart thing to be. I don't want, I'm trying to watch my girlish figure.
Yeah, 20 would be a breeze.
Yeah.
Because I'll even go to Chick-fil-A and get their chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And you get that 12-pack.
Oh,
and after
so
I'm
good.
Done, I'm like, wait, where do they all go?
Yeah, and I usually
get two orders.
Yeah, back in the day, I would negotiate with my buddy and go, why don't you get one? I'll get one, and then we'll get an appetizer one. And then, so you get the 36, and we can do half of that.
Somebody says, I did 60 nuggets in one sitting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's respect. I mean, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I'm wondering what point will your body start saying stop? Because we do
you eat sushi at
Trappers, and there's a moment where we always say it's the wall just got built inside of us.
Well, that's also the rice expanding. I feel like if you eat the chicken nuggets, just plop them in one after another, you could probably hit 100, but it will really hurt later.
And you have ranch. So
ranch? Like, that's going to make
it. Yeah, it'll go down.
Using ranch for your chicken McNuggets?
Yes.
No, we got to go sour.
Hot mustard.
Ew. Come on.
No. I mix barbecue and buffalo.
Just ranch.
Honey mustard. What's wrong with you people?
Am I hearing this right?
Yes.
You're sweet and sour with your chicken.
No, that's sweet.
Fine. It's the best.
If it's sweet the only thing there, I'll have it.
I like sweet and sour. I save my sweet and sour for my tempura batter, but I won't turn it down with chicken nuggets, though. But I like sweet and sour with tempura.
I did have that moment of me being an idiot. We went to Chick-fil-A, Ted Smith and I. I'm like, what? They don't have sweet and sour. Why don't you guys have sweet and sour? And Ted's like, it's called Polynesian sauce here. Just get that. And I got it. I'm like, this is sweet and sour. It's fantastic.
I'm glad that Ted had to talk you out the roof. You were about to flip tables.
I was like, what kind of place? I know you close on Sundays, so that's a little weird, but now you're also not having sweet and sour?
No, we have Polynesian, sir. It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And Steve's screaming at him, it's still our pleasure, because that's all they're supposed to say at Chick-fil-A is my pleasure.
Oh, man. Somebody says the McDonald's in New Zealand has vegan chicken nuggets.
That's awesome. They should have those here.
Why only in New Zealand? I mean, what, they got a lot of vegans in New Zealand per capita?
Apparently so. I don't know.
Like in America, we got a lot of vegans.
Somebody's saying best sauce for chicken McNuggets is their tartar sauce.
Tartar with chicken nuggets?
Hadn't thought about that.
Interesting.
One texter says the wall was 60 chicken McNuggets, but I started to sweat profusely after eating them, and I was stuck to the couch for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of food.
We might have to get a hotel. I don't know if it's going to be smart to drive after this episode.
Oh, I just... Is Rev on this episode, too?
Yes.
Of course he is.
No.
So apparently, according to McDonald's website, so basically you got to figure out whether or not they actually do it at the restaurant or not, they do have a 50-piece McNugget. So if we each get two...
Or we just go with 50. We could keep it like...
No, we got to go for the Century Club here, dude.
Yeah?
I'm going to let Rev do that. You can have my other half. How's that? I'll do 50 and you can go get the other
half. I can do 150 then? Yeah. I'm in. Let's do this.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a rough one.
And he wonders why he's got IBS.
So he says, amateurs, I finish a 20-piece before I get home from the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I can see that happening. That's why I can't have that much in front of me. I'm a guy that eats in whatever in front of me, and I'm satisfied.
I know.
My brain tells me if the plate is not empty, then I can't be satisfied, which is why my wife is the worst, because she always goes, hey, you want more? Or she gives me a giant plate. I go, you know, I'll finish all of it, so give me a smaller plate.
Now here's a shock heading to work, and BJ Miggs has turned to food from the B-Town Beer Guy.
Yep.
You know it.
Shocker. And we did start talking about Will Smith. That's actually what and the crazy things he's done. So I guess we can get back to that.
I mean, it's still the challenge. People are doing the chicken nugget challenge.
It's true. But then we ended up just saying we want
one last one about it. I've done the 100 nuggets in an hour and a half, and when it's done, you slowly start to smell like greasy nuggets, and you smell like nuggets. It's weird.
Okay,
like a win-win.
No.
And your sweat probably smells like that too.
Yeah, but that's not bad, man. If I sweat and smell like something tasty, I think that's great.
I'd rather smell like chicken McNuggets than Axe.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. When are they going to come out with a chicken McNugget flavored Axe? Come on. They've got candles that all these places are doing, burger scented candles. Come on.
Here's a crazy challenge. Someone said, I was 22. I was going through a bit of a crisis. I hitchhiked from Seattle to San Francisco and then out to the Mojave Desert.
Ooh.
Then I ate a bunch of chicken McNugget. No, I'm kidding about that part. I hiked around the park and realized I was going crazy from a lack of food and water, so I took a train home. I get a lot of crap for being a female hitchhiker, but most of the time I felt like I was pretty safe. Maybe it's just a crazy talking, but that was the best month of my life.
Well, the part where you weren't eating right, I mean, you know, I think it's cool, you know, to go on a walkabout. Feels like that's what she was doing, but you got to put some chow in your body. Yeah. Coming from us, the chicken McNugget weirdos, but yes. Damn, dude. That's the exact opposite. No chicken McNugget challenge for her.
Yeah. You got to work some chicken McNuggets into these challenges.
That would be the greatest walkabout ever, because there's got to be a McDonald's everywhere you go.
I think they have one at the Mojave Desert, yes.
They probably do.
Golden Arches.
I'm sure they do. You know, Mickey D's is everywhere.
You know who else is everywhere? Your daughter.
Oh, no.
She's in the room.
Whoa.
That does not sound right. I really can't wait for you to have children so I can besmirch their good name.
I didn't say anything. Did I say anything insulting? Thank you. It's the way you interpret it. You're the insulter.
Yeah.
I would be insulted by how he interprets.
I know, Dad. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You know what? Just because you live in a state of ratch doesn't mean that, you know.
Constantly in a state of ratch.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything like crazy, but I really, really, really want to go on Survivor. It's been like a dream of mine.
Well, the Rev got on the Wheel of Fortune. There's no reason why you can't get on Survivor.
Oh, I would love to see you on Survivor.
I would fail even worse than the Rev did.
Why don't you try putting videos in?
I didn't fail.
Jerk.
Sarah, you know what would happen. Your knee would give out during one of the volleyball games they play, and you'd be so dramatic, and they'd have to airlift you out of there.
You're just
going to
poo-poo her dreams?
Yeah, what the hell?
No,
what
she'd
is
be
wrong
on the,
with you?
You'd be on the show, and it would be great, and you'd be one of those people that they have to airlift out, and you'd be so dramatic about it. I think you'd be fantastic.
I get injured like the first challenge.
Day. And you'd be like, I've been wanting this my whole life! Ah!
Oh, it'd be so great.
Have Jeff you ever applied?
Like, no.
Apply, honey.
How the hell are you going to get on if you don't apply?
Well, because I know...
You're running out of time!
I know how... No, I'm not. 50-year-olds go on that show, but I know how terrible I'm going to be. Like, let's get real.
But I think you do well, because you don't eat much, and you go to hot yoga every day. So, I mean, that's totally Survivor. You're in the hot sweat box not eating.
Obviously, they want someone that can then probably, you know, do all this stuff, but more importantly, they want characters on that show.
Yeah, Sarah, go.
You would be a great character on that show.
Yeah, I would be. I don't see... Do you think I would get along with everyone, or
no.
Do you think I'd like start fights and like have all this drama with everyone?
I think within 2 weeks they're all gonna hate you.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. See, I thought maybe my social skills, like, that's the one quality I would have, because I can't make a fire. I've, like, been camping, like, once.
Do they still have the island where they send people? It's only, what do they call that? The only one island where the one survivor gets voted to whatever.
Oh, Exile Island?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but they have this new thing that when you get voted off, you get to decide if you want to leave the game or go on a separate island, like, by yourself for, like, the whole season. So you're alone.
Like Loser Island?
Yeah, like Loser Island.
Is it like Last Chance Kitchen? Do you get to come back?
Top Chef? I think you eventually like get to compete to come back, but it's like the first person who gets voted out is like on this island by themselves for like the whole season. Could you imagine if that was me? I would be crying the entire time.
Really would. Oh, see, they got to put you on there. Danny, Vicky, help her make a video. We've got to get her on Survivor. All right. I see that Danny hasn't volunteered for this. Okay, Vicky.
We can make a video for her.
Yeah.
I agree. We got to get this done. We got to put her on.
I could pretend to make a fire with, you know.
What would be your one? I haven't watched Survivor in 10 years. Do they get to still go on with like certain items? You get to bring one item onto the island or whatever it is?
No, just whatever you're wearing.
Oh, I was going to say, you should wear boxed wine.
Yeah. Just like stuff it in my boots.
That would be funny.
Have it like a chain, and it's just like that's your necklace.
They have
bras now that you could fill with wine, and it has a straw. They have the purse, the shoes, the helmet, the bracelet,
the scarf.
That'd be day one. She's got to survive 30 days out there.
I know.
Yeah.
Then I would just have a good time for like the first.
All right, we're gonna do a video. We're gonna get you. We're gonna submit it to CBS.
All right, let's do it.
Someone says that's my dream too. They've been on for over 35 seasons. And someone says, yes, there's a Mickey D's in Mojave.
Mm. Of course there is. I knew there had to be.
And a few people thought that it'd make more sense for you to be on Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I bet they would love that. No, you're not going to be on Naked and Afraid.
Why can't she?
Because she'll be naked.
Well, she's,
and I'll be afraid.
It's blurred out.
Yeah.
The other person's the people. The camera people are still going to see her naked. Everyone's going to see her naked doing the show.
Well, if you keep tabs on her Instagram, everyone on Bourbon Street saw her naked.
She just
reposted that.
I ignore every Fat Tuesday for that
reason. I earned my beads, okay? The right way.
No, my favorite thing is whenever you post that, the comments from the thirsty dudes that happened soon after that.
Yeah, or the ones that tag you, Dad.
Yeah, because they're idiots.
And I'm like, why? Why?
I know. Because Steve is trained a lot of trolls on this show. That's why.
I have not.
Yeah, well, I have not. You should text about your daughter's ass.
Huh?
Yeah, that by the way is a great impression of you.
Wow, I thought it was Steve.
Yeah. Didn't you see that sounded just like
Steve. What did I say, Danny? I don't even understand what I just said there.
You should text you a picture of your daughter's ass.
I never said anything.
I'm going to go play hockey tonight, guys, and come see me wrestle.
First off, I play hockey in the afternoon, and I'm not wrestling tonight, DJ.
I never said anything
about Steve, her ass.
You can't tell. Steve, say something and people are not going to be able to tell when I'm talking and you're talking. That's how good of an impression that was. As a matter of fact, when you do this mix report, I'm going to come on and I'm going to read a
story. Why don't I just give you the stories and you do it?
That's right. I'm Steve. It's a mix report. I'll be right back after I show you a picture of Sherry Dodd.
I never said I'm going to show a picture of her ass.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a beautiful ass,
man. Her boobs.
That's a lot better. Thanks. I feel better now.
And it's not, she doesn't show it on her Instagram, so
Now, who was talking? Was that Steve or me? That's how good I am. All right, let's change.
Well, you're not invited to the chicken nugget party. Danny, you laughed too hard, so you're out as well.
Whoa. Dang it! Dang, sorry, Danny.
I didn't laugh.
Nope, Rev, you're still invited.
Good. We're not going to be able to Rev's ass party. I
he
think
just
we're
had
all
his
lucky.
Mic off. That's the only reason.
Yeah, he was laughing.
I didn't see it, so it didn't happen.
Sweet.
All right, let's.
Somebody wants to know what Sarah's Instagram page is.
It's OOH period SARA. Ooh, Sarah. And no, you don't see anything.
Well, I'm done with you. Honestly,
I'm a little classier than that. Barely. Oh,
yeah, you're so classy.
We'll see.
You're the epitome. You're the epitome of class. All right. Hey, you know that Shaquille O'Neal guy?
I do.
That's right. He's good. He holds the record for the largest purchase in Walmart history. See, this, I mean, you know what? I want to see if I was. I never thought about something like that. But if I'm Shaq and I got Shaq money, I think I'd want to be that guy. I think I would want to have the heart. And he does. $67,000. Now, what did he buy at Walmart for $67,000? Well, he's going to tell you. 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.